And if you're going to be cracking open that rum later anyways, that's best.
I know.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
CITR podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically.
That's right,
or
yeah.
Would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
And thanks to Tracy for that, we are now going to turn things over to Henry Fun for a look at your weekend weather forecast. Henry?
Well, it has been quite an eventful holiday weather-wise for Vancouver, racking up a total of 89 centimeters of snowfall in December, which fell just 0.7 centimeters short of the all-time monthly snowfall record set in 1964. The other snowiest Decembers were in 1996 with 80.8 centimeters and then in 1971 with 80.3. A couple more records to talk about were the daily snowfall records set on 21st with 22.4 centimeters and a whopping 26.2 on Christmas Eve, shattering the old records by 5 centimeters. And a 41 centimeters on the ground on Christmas Day was the third most ever on any day in Vancouver, with the record at 61 centimeters. So now as we get back to the good old rain, another rainfall warning has been issued for the second time in 4 days. With this rain tomorrow, the record for consecutive days with snow on the ground will not be broken. It has been 27 consecutive days now, but the old record was 33 days in 1964. So what we have this weekend is a frontal system draped across the central coast, and it will move slowly across the south coast tomorrow. The front will bring heavy rain total rainfall amounts of 40 millimeters over Metro Vancouver and 60 millimeters near the North Shore Mountains. It will still rain in the flooded Fraser Valley, but should not reach warning criteria. The rain will be heaviest tomorrow morning and then easing off in the evening, with some mixed precip over the higher elevations. With the second band of subtropical moisture, temperatures will be expected to climb back to seasonal values tomorrow, which is 6 degrees for this time of year. And then a short break of sun and clouds are expected for Sunday, but as the cold front arrives, there should be more rain on Monday. Temperatures should stay around seasonal values with 7 as highs and 4 as lows, but will be windy on Sunday morning. And that's your forecast for this weekend.
Thank you very much, Henry. So is there any truth to what I said about maybe we could expect some snow in the near future?
Well, there's mixed precip on tonight.
Okay. So we may not be seeing another blanket of wild, crazy snow.
There shouldn't be. It's 4 degrees right now. So 2 degrees, you can get some mixed precip, but not much snow.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that, Henry.
Yeah,
and that is our program for Friday, January 9th, 2009. Today's newscast was, as always, brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts. If you'd like to share your comments or give us some hot news tips, or if you want to get involved with the show, please contact us. Our phone number here is 604-822-5334, or you can always email news@citr.ca. And Megan Turcato produced this radio program. For more news, please join us Monday at 5 p.m. for the next edition of News 101. For the entire news team here at CITR, I'm Rita Farkas. Thanking you for listening. Coming up next is Hot Mess. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
They're waiting for a miracle, and you could be the answer to their prayers.
Before my transplant, I really never thought that I would live to be 25 years old.
The Organ Donation and Transplant Association of Canada asks you to consider making the gift of life possible for the thousands of Canadians waiting for their miracle.
After the transplant, I realized that I have such a life and such an opportunity to do everything that I wanted to do that I want to do it all. I'm able to do it all.
Please talk with your family about signing an organ donor card.
I know people going through the transplant process who might have grown up ill or become ill through a defect or a disease. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is a life that you never expected before.
Find out more at organdonations.ca or phone toll free 866-949-0003.
My goal is to somehow let everybody in the world know about organ donations and have everyone talk to their family about donating an organ.
Find out more at organdonations.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM is your home for live UBC sports.
Second down and 18 for the Clan at row 37. We got our streaker.
Here's the streaker.
Davies got back. He's got a throw.
Threw it
now
to
he's
the streaker.
It. And the streaker, I think, got Simon Fraser a first down. And we got security getting after him. He's into the Sam, you call it.
He's
you
into
call
the
it.
End zone, and he's breakdancing in the end zone bare naked. He's being chased by security, and he's
oh,
the
security down.
He fell down.
Go.
Security is
go.
Down.
He's going for
get
the
up the fence.
Oh, he's
go.
Going.
You gotta love college football.
Did I mention it is also unedited and commercial-free?
He is gonna put his team shorthanded.
As smart as your mom was when she decided not to take birth control.
Well, there you have it.
All the information about our sports department can be found on our website, citr.ca.
Hi, Mass 101.9. That's right, folks. And my fingers don't press the buttons very well. Welcome back. Happy New Year. It's 2009, Mother Truckers. And it's a little chilly here in Vancouver. We got the beautiful Jay Brown in the room.
Oh, Ed.
Handsome.
You're too kind.
Handsome Anderson, myself, Vintage, and the special, lovely, beautiful guest.
That's
Cindy.
Right, folks. One of the stars of the hit CBC television show Heartland. I know you're all watching it all across the country. Cindy Busby.
Hi, Cindy Busby.
Woo! Hi. So how'd everybody's New Year's go? You guys have a good time or what?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Right off the bat, hey? Just right into it.
Why not? What are we waiting for?
All right,
ready
well.
To go. Vintage is vintage.
I was in Montreal, and we were rocking out in Montreal. And it was good times.
I was in Dominican Republic clearing out my bowels for 14 days.
Well, interestingly,
which was a lot of fun. And working on my tan, though, which was great.
Interestingly enough, I was also clearing out my bowels in a sort of well, here's one thing. I'll just say this to you.
Clearing out
don't
your bowels,
eat
people.
Poutine at 3 o'clock in the morning just and then go to bed. Don't do it.
But it's so good.
It's delicious.
It's cheese curds, gravy, and deep fried potato.
Cindy, you're from Montreal.
Yes, I am.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think that poutine is part of our culture, therefore our bowels are used to it from a very young age.
You have poutine, what do you call that? You're like...
resistance.
Immune.
Immunity.
Yeah. Immune to its
poutine.
Powers.
That's exactly it. Thank you.
Mm. Eduardo
Yo.
Sanchez Rodriguez Lopez.
Yo, where was I for New Year's? I was in Los Angeles, California, hanging out. It was good. Oh, my phone. Why didn't I turn off my phone? I suck. Sorry. So I was hanging out in California, did a little party, saw Katy Perry perform, saw a band called LMFAO. They are great. We're going to play a track from them on the show today.
Which you wrote all about on our blog, hotmess.org.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I was a little drunk when I wrote that, and I'm going to say there's like a crap load of spelling errors, but I thought that it added to the whole hot mess feel of it, so I left it.
We're so jet set, aren't we?
Yeah,
all
poor Sam held
world.
It down all by herself because we were here. We were all gone.
Yeah, Sam threw a party with the shits popping off guys, and then she came in here and did a show January 2nd. God bless her. She's not here, but she did supply us with 35 minutes of delicious tracks and beats for us to play on the show.
That is true.
Courtesy of her flash drive.
Nice. Yeah. I love technology.
Gotta love modern technology.
Staying with the... Keeping the technological advancement moving.
Yes.
Forward is what it's all about, I think.
So we were talking earlier. I saw Benjamin Button today. And
Matt White.
It's almost insulting how good Brad Pitt looks in that movie.
Can I just ask you a quick question?
He's not old.
Can I interrupt you for one quick second?
Yeah.
Why, as you're talking, is your shirt climbing up now? Well, I can see your belly. And then you just showed me your nipples.
Have you noticed?
Your shirt is climbing up your body as you talk.
It's a Matt thing. I've known him for a while now, and it seems it's his nervous twitch, partially because he's a really tall guy. So I think shirts.
I see.
The don't
shirts,
always fit his torso
right.
as well.
You know what?
But then it's also like a thing that he does. Like he's always pulling the shirt up.
But I see what you're saying because you buy regular shirts, but maybe you need to start shopping at Mr. Big and Tall.
I do need to shop at Big and Tall, actually. I just have never made it down there.
Because whereas you're probably wearing a nice, which is, it's a lovely sweater, by the way. Is that cashmere?
Yes, it is, actually. It's energy.
Delightful. So that's what, I'm going to guess that's about a medium. But really, guys like you and me, we probably should be wearing medium long.
Yeah, because the problem with larges is that it gets too big around in the waist, chest area. The wideness is all wrong.
Fits the shoulders well.
Yeah, and the length
through the torso,
sleeve is good.
It's kind of like a tent. You're swimming in tent country.
Yeah, it's just not sexy.
Hey, Matt, weren't you going to talk about how gorgeous Brad Pitt is in Benjamin Button? I think that's very important to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, in like a very, how do I not say this in an insulting way? But in a very straight way.
I would tap that ass if I were gay.
I was watching the movie, and it was like once they took off all the prosthetics and they just let Brad Pitt walk around as Brad Pitt, he looked like he was in a magazine ad. Like everywhere he went, he looked like he's just too good looking.
He was sharp.
That's my opinion.
What did you think of the movie?
I thought the movie was actually really good. David Fincher, the director, is awesome. He did Zodiac,
Fight Club.
And Seven, and Fight Club, and Choice, and Panic Room.
Oh, yeah, he did Panic Room. For a minute there, I thought he did the movie Nell for some reason. Remember
no,
that?
The other Jodie Foster.
Miss Chick-a-Bay! Hey, Jodie Foster, loved you in Nell.
Yeah, she went full retard.
You're never supposed to go full
Don't
retard.
Go full retard.
She did. And did she win? She didn't win an award.
No, she didn't win. No, she didn't.
And there you have
it. Sean Penn got the nomination for I Am Sam. How are we doing, Ed? Should we keep talking?
Yeah, because I'm getting the mix
Beautiful.
All set up.
Well,
it's a little slow.
Talking about movies, I was going to bring this up because the lovely Cindy Busby is here, and we were going to have a conversation about Nicole Kidman, because another big sort of holiday movie was Australia, and it got pooped on. And
it's too long.
People said that
it's like 3 hours
Nicole
long.
Nicole Kidman was kind of like really bad. And then I just read an interview where she admitted that she was really bad and she was not proud of her job. And I'm like, wow, they paid her a lot of money to just kind of phone it in and not really do a good job. That sucks.
Talk to me about it. Does the history of Australia warrant a 3-hour movie?
It does, actually. It's really quite fascinating.
Well, like what happened? A bunch of convicts were thrown there. Were placed there by the English, and then they found a giant red rock. Kangaroos kill you,
and they abuse
because
the
they're
small
violent.
Aboriginal
well,
children.
Well, I think it's more.
Oh, that's not good.
I think the whole story more goes around the whole fact that they didn't consider Aboriginals people until 1960 something.
What do you think of Nicole Kidman's acting, Cindy Busby, actor from Heartland, CBC hit series?
Dear. Thank you. You're too kind. Quite frankly, I think it's a little difficult for Nicole Kidman to show any sort of emotion with that much Botox in her face.
Yeah, she's
I
looking
concur.
Rough,
so.
Right?
Shazam!
Tell us how you really feel.
I did not see
Nicole
the movie.
Kidman, you bitch.
Calm down, your pills. I didn't see the movie, although I do see her walk down the red carpet. And quite frankly, she looks like plastic.
Yeah, she looks
so,
rough.
And
rough,
she looks
rough,
like
rough.
She could break very easily.
Or parts of the face might chip off, right?
Yes, yes, definitely chip off.
Can I do a quick impression?
Please do.
Okay, and you tell me who it is. I just want to write a little song here from a lady, Nicole. It goes a little bit like this. Your skin's so ivory, and your hair is red like the fires of hell. You had some adopted kids with Tom Cruise, but I don't mind. That's a new country
Keith
song.
Or is it Toby?
Thank you very much. That's a new country song
Which
by Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
Keith
there
Urban.
You go.
Urban, that's
okay. Well, speaking of country, let's listen to some tracks.
Yeah.
This is probably the farthest thing from country. But Sam very nicely did a mix for us. So, Matt, I think this one's more for you. It's a little throwback to some hippity hop, some soul, some R&B, some of the good stuff from our youth. So
wow,
here we go.
That's so cool. Thanks, Sam.
Hotmess.org.
Listen.
Recognize.
Make a nigga spend his cash, eh? His last, eh? Holds pound with the passion, eh? They mad, eh? You can ride in the Jag, eh? With that, eh? You can smoke up by your bag, eh? Aggression, eh? Got money, I can pass, eh? And trash, eh? I'm a big time nigga, yeah. Pull the trigger, yeah. I play a hit of flipper, yeah. Great filler, yeah. I'm playing bull, yeah. Out the hood, yeah. Let it be understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Got a nigga screaming large, yeah. On the hard, yeah. The cool down broad, yeah. I'm on the drug, yeah. I'm looking to a trick, yeah. On the dick, yeah. Claiming you want a bitch. That ain't shit, yeah. The nigga with the money, yeah. On that money, yeah. Got birds in the money, yeah. About a hundred, yeah. Girl, you look good. Won't you back that ass up? You's a fine motherfucker. Won't you back that ass up? Homie, get daddy when you back that ass up. Oh, who is you playing with? Back that ass up. Girl, you look good. Won't you back that ass up? You's a fine motherfucker. Won't you back that ass up? Homie, get daddy when you back that ass up. Girl, who is you playing with? Back that ass up. Girl, you look good. Won't you back that ass up? You's a fine motherfucker. Won't you back that? I can fuck you right, yeah, all night, yeah. Wanna bring it to my house, yeah, on the couch, yeah. Knock a pussy out, yeah, get them out, yeah. I wanna see these hoes, yeah, bend it low, yeah. Let me run it in the hole, yeah, let me know, yeah. Girl, you look good, won't you back that ass up? You's a fine motherfucker, won't you back that ass up? Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. Oh, who is you playing with? Back that ass up. Girl, you look good, won't you back that ass up? You's a fine motherfucker, won't you back that ass up? Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. Oh,
I know you can't stand it, dick bandit, done landed, city draws handed, to go get it, y'all, gang spit it, y'all, put the bitch on the wall, then I hit it, y'all, looking kinda lonely, I'm feeling honey, put the dick in the middle like Monique.
On a bender, put your drink to the side, bartender, refill the wine.
I'm a chick, say that, put a cat, look at that, I love a fucking hoodie rat, that's a fact, you can motherfucking get it, girl, quit it, girl, I'm the nigga, the hit it, girl.
Edward Vint, who's controlling our computer system today, is mentally handicapped, so we apologize.
Slightly.
Oh.
You know what? I think that's okay.
Chicken butt.
It's okay to sometimes be beaten by technology.
Yeah.
It's just not doing what it's supposed to be doing.
I feel the same way about the first time I picked up the iPod. I didn't know what was going on.
No.
I wished for it's a simpler time. I wished for my Walkman.
I just wish for, like, rocks, papers, and scissors. Well, why do you need much more than that?
I don't know what that means.
We don't. But we got music.
No, I'm talking about, like, the advancements of music over the ages. Like, if I had my way, I'd be walking around with a phonograph strapped to my back.
Hand crank?
Yeah, hand crank phonograph.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Listening to, you know, hits of the early the dirty 30s.
Well, now that we're back and we're talking, I'm going to talk because I don't even care. I don't even care what you guys think because guess what? Right. I went on the internet and I found some wacky news because I really like wacky news. And check this out. Here's the headline. Parking dispute leads to chainsaw attack.
Say what?
Yeah, that's right. In Scranton, Pennsylvania, this dude is facing up to 37 years in prison because he tore open his neighbor's door with a chainsaw in a fit of rage over a parking space. Basically, the guy was pissed off because a friend of the neighbor parked their car outside of his house, okay? So he gets choked. He goes over and he knocks on the door. The neighbor's like, "Who is it?" And he says, and I quote, "Your worst fucking nightmare. Open
no, really,
the door or I'll cut it down." Then he sparked up the chainsaw and attacked the door as the neighbors and her friends ran out the back. He's being convicted of attempted burglary, terroristic threats, as well as other charges.
So hold on. He said, let me in or I'll blow your house down?
Pretty much.
That's a nursery rhyme.
Was the guy...
With a chainsaw.
Who does that?
Was he just kicked in the balls? Because when you said it, you were like, hello.
Oh, yeah. Who is it? I wasn't sure if it was a guy or a girl, so I kind of did like a sort of
chainsaw attack. Like Jason a la Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Can you believe they're remaking Friday the 13th again?
Say what?
Yeah, Michael Bay. Take what? A break.
So many.
No, no. Michael Bay.
Is it Michael Bay who's directing it?
Really? Michael Bay, isn't he known for action?
Big explosions.
Big budget action explosion.
Yeah, he's good at that kind of stuff.
Is there a lot of explosions in Friday the 13th? I guess there could be.
There's a lot of killings.
I guess Jason Voorhees.
I think they're going back to like the wooded cabin in the woods.
Camp, it's like, Camp Blood, or what's it called?
Check this out. Here's another one. Here's a real doozy. In Billings, Montana, a school bus driver was busted buying booze.
Yes.
On the way to pick up kids for school.
Was he buying it for the kids?
No. The cops, someone saw her, the lady in the liquor store and was like, that's the school bus driver. What the hell? Called the cops. By the time the cops pulled her over, she'd already picked up some kids.
Yeah.
And she was like, she got into a panic and tried to get the kids to stash the booze in the back of the bus for her.
Yeah, but maybe she was just picking it up because she didn't have time after work and she was hosting a gathering, a social gathering.
Have you ever on a bus full of snot-nosed little kids? I've never needed a drink more in my life.
Yeah,
that's true.
I don't think she's been charged for anything yet, but she quit her job the next week.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's a bit grim.
Well, grim?
Don't drink and drive, folks.
Music's not grim. Do you have more news?
No, that's good for now.
Okay. I got music.
How do you feel about the music here, Ed?
Are you gonna make this happen?
Are you gonna make some beautiful beats out of this radio system we have?
Dude, I am.
All right.
Okay.
Quit messing with it and just press play.
You are Ed. You are Borg.
Sheesh.
You are man. Yeah. Well, you know what else I want to play later on today is something from Q-Tip's new album, because the album Renaissance is dope and it's my like favorite album right now, and it's on heavy rotation in my car, so I'm going to play a track from that. Again, I don't give a damn what y'all think.
Well, let's listen to the last few minutes of this mix, shall we?
Sweet. You made them cry. Many poor girls cry. When they try to keep you happy, they just try to keep you satisfied. It's the best of, tell me, who do you think you are, Mr. Pista? You're never gonna get my love.
Is a lesson, Mr. Fixer, you haven't learned. Mr. Fixer, tell me, who do you think you are, Mr. Fixer? You're never gonna get my love, Mr. Fixer. You're never gonna break my heart, Mr. Fixer. You're never gonna make me cry, Mr. Fixer. Tell me, just who do you think you are?
A little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 baller. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Leo. She, 'cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. 'Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that?
Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, why the jocks get the fly girls and me I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble, got hit with a bottle, but sit in a hospital for dark in that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, quick, got sick, sick to my stomach, overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't that type. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot quarter. I wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a baller, I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot quarter. I wish I had a brand new car. So far, I got this hatchback, and everywhere I go, yo, I get laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an A-track and a spare tire in the back seat, but that's flat. And you wanna know what's really whack? See, I can't even get a date, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and old type of Rito. Figaro, when in my car, I can't even get a hello. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday. One day, I'ma have to get in my car and go. You know, I take the 110 into the 105. Get off on Crenshaw, tell my homies look alive. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in a concrete jungle, and these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. Make me say, my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot apart. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and 6 foot apart. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller, y'all. I wish I was a baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Hey, I wish I had my way, cause every day would be a Friday, and you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little Mookie, Big Al, or Rain. Yo, you know that's on the real. So if you down on your luck, then you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see I go simple, I go easy, I go Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6 foot baller.
Oh, yeah. Is that CeeLo?
Yeah, man. Yeah, classic.
You know what? Being tall isn't that great because let me tell you something, CeeLo. At 6'3", I've been walking around a lot of my years banging my head into shit, and now I can't shave my head because it's misshapen because it's been banged around so many times. So
lumpy.
That's what I have to say to CeeLo.
I know how that feels.
Yeah. Hey, 2009, you know. People are doing the resolution thing right about now.
It's a big healthier.
Why?
It's all about, like, getting more healthy, than, saving your money.
More than other years?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess people want to save their money more this year. But, like, every year, people got to get their health on in January.
Yeah.
The gyms hike up their rates. They're packed.
Boo.
I want to know what you guys think is, like, would be your diet. I'm thinking about going on an all Caesar diet.
My diet of choice, although I'm pretty skinny and don't really diet, but yeah, either Montezuma's Revenge or the Norwalk virus.
What the hell's
really
Montezuma's
sheds
Revenge?
The pounds right off. Basically, when you crap and puke for like a couple days straight,
wow,
and like you're guaranteed to lose at least 10 pounds.
Wow. That's a really good
Just
one.
Eat God. Healthy, dudes. That's what I say.
My stomach looks so great.
Yeah, look at my six pack. Couple more pukes.
You know what else I hear is really great?
A couple
is
more
tapeworms.
Pukes.
Those
yeah.
are awesome.
Yeah.
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 Somebody yeah. was selling the eggs, I think, as like a diet pill on the internet once, and then they got in big trouble.
Oh,
yeah.
Can you imagine?
Tapeworms. Got to get me some
like,
of those.
I just ate six Big Macs, and I gained 0 pounds. What the hell?
You know how they remove those, too, huh?
I don't even want
how?
Them.
How? Okay.
Well, let's say through an exit that no one wants to...
What?
Oh, wow. With, like, some tweezers?
Hell yeah.
Oh, nice.
Shucks.
And those things, like, have you seen them in the jar when you were a kid and you went through the field trip with the thing? They're, like, long.
Yeah, it's not
sexy. That's all up inside
there's,
you. No
there's
way.
Nothing sexy about that at all.
Hey, you guys, you know what also happens at this time of year?
What?
They also make lists. A lot of people make lists. They go, oh, you know, here's the, like, 500 greatest rock songs of all time. Actually, I was with Cindy when we were listening to the countdown to the 500 greatest rock songs of all time. I guessed that it was going to be a track by the Rolling Stones. Cindy Busby, guessed the number. What do you guys think the number one rock song of all time, out of 500?
I don't even know. I
mean, Elvis would be almost too easy.
It's so subjective. I don't even know, dude.
And, no, but it's like probably voted on like throughout. You know, is this? Yeah, Elvis. It's got to be either an Elvis song or like, I don't know, fucking something random like U2 maybe.
Ed,
dude, no idea.
Cindy.
I'm not even picking songs. I'm just
what was it?
It was Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, of course. Okay. Played at every single high school dance for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
You're right, though. I mean, lists are... But people love lists.
I love lists.
They're good.
I got this Rolling Stone magazine in front of me here. It's like old issues. Special issues. The 100 greatest singers of all time. Who do you think Rolling Stone voted the number one singer of all time?
Mariah Carey.
No.
Celine Dion.
No, of all time.
Like, this is like the best singer, not like album sold.
Of all time, not of Disney movies.
Matt likes glitter, closet glitter fan over here.
What do you think of this?
Aretha Franklin. I'd buy that. In a
number
heartbeat.
One singer of all time.
Respect.
So yeah. I'm looking at this list and it's got like Ray Charles, greatest singer of all time.
I really liked your question, which is, what song would you want to hear? Did you say what classic rock song?
No. I was just looking at this list, and I was like, I wanted to ask you guys, because it started making me think. I started, you know, John Lennon, Bob Dylan, you know, Stevie Wonder, Otis Redding. And it started making me think, because we play, you know, a lot of remixes on our show. So it made me think, like, do you guys have a favorite song by an old artist that you would love to hear remixed by a DJ that you haven't heard? You know what I mean? Like, old school.
Yeah,
mine's not that old school, but I think, and this is weird coming from me, but I'd like to hear I'm in a Hurry by Alabama, a little done up.
Sweet. I have no idea what
interesting.
That song is.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. I'm rushing to laugh, no friend. Haven't you ever been to a high school dance in Calgary, Alberta?
I know it's whack, right?
Thank coming God.
I guess we're all missing out on something.
Doesn't yeah. like country.
What about you, Matthew?
I don't know. I would want it to be like an old blues song. Like, I like a lot of old blues, jazz, and like vocalists like Aretha Franklin. Although I don't think I would want to hear Respect remixed.
You know what, though? There's a crap load of blues remixes out there. You just got to search for them on the internet. Like, there's so many.
Yeah. Awesome. There's a lot of good music. What about you, Cindy?
You know, there's a really great song that I love and I dance to in my living room often is The Sun Is Shining by, it's a remix of help me out here.
The Sun Is Shining?
Yeah.
Ain't No Sunshine?
No, by Bob Marley.
Oh,
nice.
You'd like to hear a remix of that?
No, it's already done. I love it already.
But like, is there a song? Oh, you already love that.
She loves the remix. Let her love it.
Dude,
let me love it.
Let's play.
Won't
a song.
You let
Let's
me?
Play some songs that I love.
Can I?
Q-tip
can
album.
I just say one okay. more? The mine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love some kick-ass DJ. So I'm putting this out there.
This
to
is
you
a challenge.
DJs. This is a challenge.
It's a hot mess.
Someone wow me with a remix of Tears of a Clown by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and I will slap you on your buttocular muscles in a congratulatory way.
Ouch.
There it is.
Matt, what are we going to listen to?
I don't know. This is track 2 off Renaissance. It's a new Q-Tip album. I like it a lot.
Is it a vibrant thing?
It's got some vibrance to it.
And
let's check it out.
What? Welcome to All Sports. Today on the program, trade talks continue here in New York City, but it doesn't disturb his productivity on the field.
Now that I know what it is, but...
For your epitaph, niggas laugh, chicks steady gas, your ass siphoning out your cash, seeing the doors in flash, while I stay in clothes, walking out in my clothes, she says,
I was waiting for nothing,
motherfucking right, wanting this shit every night, finish up and hold her tight, wearing feelings on my sleeve, even when I have to leave, cooler than the evening breeze, do you believe,
I was waiting for nothing,
Division One leader in the rebound. Maneuvering with shorties off the post, going coast to coast. She on the hardwood, sub him out the game. She saying, nah, he good, I mean.
Yeah, I was waiting for nothing.
For no amount of dope, franchise this man. Give him all the things you can. Think long-term plans. He be bringing in the fans. Front page magazine. Listen to this lady scream.
Yeah, I was waiting for nothing.
You know what's better for her, top one in the back and order. Fluid like the running water, nicest nigga, kinda sorta. When he scream, it's just a slaughter, no matter the quarter.
Again. I was waiting for nothing.
The clubhouse king, batting practice, slugger swing. Game time, same thing. When I'm in, you're about a minute. Holding the bat, as good as fact. She's out the park, ain't coming back, she's saying.
I was waiting for nothing.
Everywhere you sit, you get a good view of the ball player at all. In the famous hall, inevitably, we'll make a call. Hanging memorabilia from your walls, this is why you can't trade me.
I was waiting for nothing.
Asked about the trade rumors, he simply replied that he's just here to produce and put forth the best effort for his team.
Put your money on a sure thing. Certain profits what it brings. Ceremonies of the ringer in the White House wing. Clear your mantle, the trophies I bring. Do you want to trade?
I was waiting for nothing.
Cause in the end, it's a teammate you're looking for. Back shoot and go to ball. Leaves it all on the floor. Always looking to score. Pep toss in the locker room. This is why you sing this tune.
I was waiting for nothing.
And injuries can't make me sit out. I go till you get out. Hook off, no did out. An all night bid out. I train for the pressure and come out fresher. Equipped for the game, you know my name, it makes me better. A cheer for the whole team, let's go for the whole thing. The balance that you're holding, MVP voting. And I represent the sentiment you're emoting, as you say.
I was waiting for nothing.
The physical ability with mental capability legitimately places me inside of your vicinity. And I ain't really seeing me vacating this community, I'm staying in.
I was waiting for nothing.
I'm glad that you feel this way, here's where I like to play. Need to hear it every day, they cheer for me, say ole. Wait a minute, underlay, I don't know what anyway.
There was a lot of talk, there was buzz, and your name came up in the trade rumors. How seriously did you take that?
Not serious at all, really.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's one of the many tracks that I really, really enjoy on that
Dude,
album. The Renaissance.
That was fantastic.
Got some serious flow.
Ben friggin' tastic. Okay, here's a track that I kind of like. I'm a big Kid Sister fan, so I was like, you know, going around on the internet and found this dude called JFK.
Who's Kid Sister, dude?
She's like a hip hopper, kind of electro chicky boo.
Yeah.
Is that like My Little Buddy? Remember that doll when you were?
Oh. Yeah. I totally remember. Yeah. Oh. I remember.
What
no,
doll
My Little Buddy. Totally.
I mean, action. I mean, action figure.
Yeah. So
you had dolls, Jay, when you were a kid.
Geez. I meant action. Sorry, Ed. What were you saying?
No, it's all good. Okay, so this guy's his name is JFK. He's from Toronto, and he did a remix of Kid Sister. And actually, funnily enough, on his site, he did a remix of Thunder Heist, which is friends of ours, and of course Jesse McCartney, which is totally whack, but. Trust me,
Jesse McCartney wrote that crazy song.
Yeah, but this
what is it? Bleeding Love that Leona Lewis chick did. Jesse
He's a
McCartney
writer.
Wrote that.
He's a writer.
He should probably stick to writing.
He should. Anyway, here's a remix of Kid Sister by JFK right here. Hot Mess 101.9.
Hot Mess.
Wanna freak and peek the Alpine. You get your life for Alizé or Lisa, Angie, Perrinet, or nobody if you ain't tryna stay poor. Everybody, that's what I came for. I'm a rider, that's what I pay more. Two more bass, more club, more way cool. A Southsider, that's why I say more thump, more clap, more bass, more flavor. You know all the shit that we be on. What number to hit me on? Baby in the city on. I stay dipped and baby fed and been time. Every day, all the time, shot time, every time.
Stop. Ladies in the front row, touch them toes.
twerk, stop, 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 twerk, twerk, stop, stop, twerk, twerk, stop, stop, twerk, 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 stop, stop, twerk, 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 twerk,
JFK. I hope no one assassinates that JFK.
Dude, I think I forgot to put deodorant on today.
Was that too soon?
Ugh. That was a great track, Ed. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was kind of fun, right? Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
So we've got the lovely and talented Cindy Busby, actress extraordinaire, mm-hmm. in the studio, chilling with us. Because we like having the females around.
Yeah. It's always good to have a beautiful blonde woman in the
definitely,
studio
yeah.
to and, break up the testosterone.
If you want to know what we're talking about, just go to her website, cindybusby.com.
That's right.
That's C-O-M.
One of the stars of the hit, CBC's hit family TV show, Heartland.
Yeah, about cowgirls and horses.
And ranges
and family dramas.
So let's just get this underway right now. Cindy, what's it like being headbutt in the face by a horse?
I can't remember. I believe I had a concussion. Those heads are huge.
You were headbutt. Tell the story though. You were headbutt in the face by a horse.
Well, for real?
For real. Yeah, I had to pretend to be emotional with my horse, which was quite hard after it hit me in the head, and it hurt so much I got a headache. And then I just wanted to punch it in the face, but I didn't because I love animals.
But you can't do that. You can't punch a horse in the face, can't you?
No. Oh, I thought that would not be kosher.
Oh, I thought that. Doesn't Tom Cruise do that in Far and Away?
Does he?
Yeah, he punches the horse in the face.
Like,
that's rough. Like, horses are nice animals.
Whatever,
why would you punch a horse?
Because you gotta sort them out sometimes.
When you work with, you know, $200,000 horses, they have a bit of an ego.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Sick of
that.
Horses getting all the glory and cows getting, you know. Like, come on.
Yeah,
like,
the cow.
What's a horse done for you lately?
Yeah, but a cow just gets turned into McDonald's patties.
You know what? I bet the Lone Ranger never got headbutt by Silver.
I got bucked up a horse once.
Horse?
Really?
Yeah.
So were you like a horse girl? Where when you were a kid, were you like, I love horses, and you had like pictures on your wall
kind of thing,
and like the ribbons and stuff?
Yeah, I had my little ponies, and you know, I tried to ride them, but they were a bit small. So then I auditioned for the show, and then I got it, and I was like, yay, finally, it's gonna work.
And then the horse bit you in the
head. And then the horse smoked you in the face.
Yeah, smoked me in the face. I've fallen off
twice.
Childhood fantasies. Good times.
Crashed.
Mm-hmm. But it's fun. Horses are very smart, which is the problem. Usually, probably smarter than most humans.
Smarter than the average bear. I don't know. Whatever.
Horse. So where does Heartland shoot?
Calgary, Alberta, where Jay Awesome is from.
How much do you love Calgary?
I love it.
It's really similar to Montreal in like so many ways.
Is it now?
It has so much history.
Yeah.
And,
all those walkways,
you know,
from
culture.
Building to
no,
building.
No, it does. You know what I love about Calgary is the Calgary Stampede. If anyone has a chance to go out there, if you like alcohol... And, you know,
cowboy hats,
watching rodeos, go to the Stampede.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually want to go with you guys to the Stampede. I want to go with Jay for sure.
It's amusing. Man. They turn the airport, like, they put, like, little corrals all over the, like, check-in counters at the airport and stuff.
I think
the
my whole friend Patrick Massey might be playing there, so we might get free tickets and stuff.
Well, the whole city shuts down effectively, and the only reason people go into work is to show off their new Wranglers.
Yeah.
And to eat flapjacks.
And if you guys want the hookup for some Wranglers and some hats, my aunt works at a store, so.
What?
There you go.
I'm going there tomorrow.
Somewhere. No, not Vancouver. She works in Alberta, obviously. But she can get us the hookup on the new Wranglers and the Stetson hats and all that jazz, so.
Well, it's just the cowboy way. It's the cowboy way,
I gotta
really.
Say, you know, for 2 weeks, watching people dress up as cowboys and cowgirls, people look pretty good. I mean, not all year round, but once a year, it's...
If you like tight jeans and your ball package showing off, yeah.
Cindy, I'm not going to lie. You look pretty good in a cowgirl hat yourself.
Yeah, but you're like an upscale cowgirl on the show, aren't you? You're like the Richie Rich.
Yeah, she's the snobby English writer, so no cowgirl for her.
Yeah. You're always
you do
party
the English
dresses.
Saddle, the little pancake saddle?
Yes, the tight pants.
The crops and the...
Yes.
She's your character, I've noticed,
tight
too.
Tight pants and crops, eh?
Mm.
On the show, I saw the show, your character likes to booze it up a little bit.
Yeah, she has a lot of issues, you know, with when money is around, a lot of problems come around as well. And
more money, more problems.
Faux show. So
that's awesome.
She
we are so street.
I'm street. Yeah, I'm very different from my character.
Yeah, if anybody's tuning into our show right now, we are very very hardcore, and we like to keep it real.
Yeah, you know. I'm having a great time tonight. I just want to say, this is pleasant.
You're glowing. You're glowing.
It is pleasant.
I do have a bit
agree.
Of a glow
I agree.
About
you. Are you pregnant?
No, I'm just happy
with
that, you
child.
Know, I still have a suntan because my Scottish skin doesn't retain that kind of color for very long. And I got to miss all the snow. And now I'm here in UBC doing a radio show with my friends.
If you want to read about Matt's adventures, his holiday adventures in the Dominican Republic, go to our blog, hotmess.org, because he's got a pretty funny blog about
Pictures
included. Just go check it out. It's a wild, funky adventure, and will make you
funky.
Never want to go to the Dominican
funky,
Republic.
Funky, funky. That's a great,
funky for
that's a
sure.
very, very good description. So without further ado, right here in Hot Mess, we do play music from time to time. So here's another mix by Miss Blantron herself.
Blonde.
Thanks, Sam.
they fighting for? I constantly ask myself, is it their ego or their passion and greed for wealth? Some say they have their reasons for the sick things they do. Oh, but they can't even, don't care about me nor you. This happens like every day. Is there no love for the children when the kids come to play? Some angry men's bullets kill them. What are they fighting for? Ask me, well, I don't know. After this tribal war, where is the ego? No, you can't take no sides. Oh, so you better stay neutral. Some say they love their lives, it's not their prerogative, business as usual. Every man interests of his own self in a time so wicked and crucial. People lay dying in the street in a senseless war, so bloody and brutal. Them boy, they're crazy, believing in a dream. War start a war, so them round up them team. Big money buy guns with laser beam. Figure bomb down the schools and the housing scheme. Elite war tanker with the grip submachine. Guns where we conquer the big submarine. Tell me, who are the sponsor of these war machines? Figure wipe out the race, left the old place clean, huh?
I did. So I packed it up and brought it back to the crib. Just a little something, show you how we live. Everybody want it, but it ain't that sis. That's that shit. So if you gon' do it just like this.
That you're a champion in their eyes.
Thank you very much, Ed.
You're very welcome.
You guys are all champions, and I think this has been a very successful show.
A quite fun show.
On a number of levels. Quite We've fun. Had the lovely and talented
Cindy Busby.
Cindy Busby in the studio, yes.
Wow, you guys, I feel like you have something to tell me. Like, you've been way too nice. Is there any bad
news? We're gracious hosts is what it really boils down to.
Thank you, hot mess. You complete me.
That was the nicest anyone. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to us before.
And Eduardo,
yes.
What are you going to play for us? Because I think that's about our time, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God, Robert Pattinson from Twilight cut his hair.
Ed, will you?
Do you think it looks hotter, long or short?
Oh my!
Yeah,
Ed, can you please grab the Us Weekly out of Matt's hands before I come across this countertop like a spider monkey?
Have a TMZ moment over here or what? Let's go. All okay, right. I'm going to play a quick little track here. It's by a band that I saw on New Year's Eve. I thought they were pretty cool.